Welcome to this podcast about Spielarm and Port Snettisham in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Spielarm extends generally northeast for 9 miles from the head of Port Snettisham to the mouth of the Spiel River and is the site of a hydroelectric facility powered by water from Crater Lake and Long Lake, about 95 miles northeast of Sitka and 30 miles southeast of Juneau, Alaska. Port Snettisham was discovered by Lieutenant Joseph Whidbey in 1794 and named by Captain George Vancouver for the village of Snettisham in Norfolk, England. The Spiel River was named in 1888 by Lieutenant Commander Charles M. Thomas, who commanded the vessel Carlisle P. Patterson from 1887 to 1889 for the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey while mapping parts of the southeast Alaska coast. The predominant rocks surrounding Spielarm are quartz diorite of the Coast Range batholith and gneisses and schists of the metamorphic complex belt lying adjacent to the batholith. The Spiel River is a braided, sediment-laden stream that starts at the outlet of a proglacial lake formed by the retreating Spiel Glacier and ends in mudflats at the head of Spiel Arm. In 1948, the river flowed for 11 miles from a braided outwash plain and drained a watershed of about 144,640 acres. In 1984, the glacier had retreated 2.1 miles, creating a proglacial lake 1.4 miles long. In 2022, the glacier had retreated another 2.3 miles, crossing the border into Canada and lengthening the lake to 4.4 miles. Port Snettisham is the traditional territory of the Tlingit Ta'aku Kwayan, and there were several historical villages and fish camps along the shore at the time of first contact with Europeans in the 18th century. In 1895, a gold and silver mining camp was established on the south shore of the bay at the site of a village called Sitku. In 1899, the Alaska Snettisham Gold Mining Company began operations on the Friday and Crystal mines. The Friday mine eventually had two tunnels of 750 feet and 600 feet. In 1900, a five-stamp mill was built. The ore contained mostly pyrite and magnetite, which made extraction of gold difficult. The Crystal mine, with 2,300 feet of underground workings, was located 1.5 miles from the wharf at Snettisham and was independently mined from 1901 to 1903, producing $25,000 of gold. In 1903, the mine was optioned to the Alaska Snettisham Gold Mining Company, and the ore was trammed to a 20-stamp mill at the Friday mine. The ore was exhausted by 1905, and the company discontinued all operations. Other businesses at Snettisham Village included a salmon cannery started in 1900 and operated by the Taku Fishing Company and sold to the Pacific Packing and Navigation Company in 1901, and a paper pulp mill started in 1917. The village had a post office from 1900 to 1912 and remained inhabited until 1926. The Snettisham Hydroelectric Power Plant at sea level is fed by water drained from two alpine lakes, negating the need for a traditional dam. The elevation of Crater Lake is 1,022 feet and Long Lake is at 814 feet, and both watersheds occupy deep, glacially scoured troughs surrounded by steep, glacier-clad mountains in the Tunks National Forest. The lakes are in the maritime climate zone with typically cool, wet weather. The high divides of their respective basins form a barrier to storms from the North Pacific Ocean, providing an orographic effect and causing unusually high precipitation. Average annual precipitation is about 140 inches at the Snettisham Power Plant and is estimated to be 230 inches at Crater Lake. In 1967, construction began on the Long Lake Hydroelectric Project by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. This included a power tunnel 8,400 feet long to deliver water from the lake to the turbines at sea level in Spiel Arm, a remote camp, a boat slip, an airstrip, and a high-voltage transmission line 44 miles long to deliver 47.2 megawatts of power to Juneau. In 1990, another tunnel was bored from nearby Crater Lake, and the additional water powers a turbine contributing an additional 31 megawatts. The combined 78.2 megawatts provides approximately 65% of the power for the Alaska Electric Light and Power Company of Juneau. The power station also supports the Snettisham Fish Hatchery, which is owned by the state of Alaska and operated by Douglas Island Pink and Chum. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.